This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki.
Welcome to Wahine Atua for another week. Fee and Marcia, how's your week been, ladies?
Great, oh, nice to see some sunshine.
I know.
Oh, it's been glorious.
Yeah, I know. Hasn't it been? It's been lovely to have a bit of sunshine. And obviously that's what we're going to talk about today is how the weather affects mood. And I know, Fee, you and I have talked about it before about SAD, seasonal affective disorder. I went through it with my ex, my children's father had it. And it's amazing how many people have actually had it or experience it. And even when you're not diagnosed or don't realise it, but just how much weather does have a huge effect on your mood, doesn't it?
People don't often realise. They just think, oh, like they talk about the winter blues. And I mean, but there's actual physiological and psychological, you know, research and things about how important sunshine is. And it's ironically for most people quite easy to counteract it. I mean, for some people it is absolutely life destroying through that period, you know, because it's severely affected. But, you know, we think that because there's no sun, that we're not getting sunlight, you know, like if it's not a glorious day. But, you know, they suggest as soon as you wake up, get out for 20 minutes, just get that light on you, you know. I mean, it helps with the melatonin and just being alive.
Yeah, well, it's that vitamin D, isn't it? Immediately it's that. You get the vitamin D from the sun. I think the thing too, I must admit, like I know even mum at, you know, nearly 93, if she's stuck inside, her mood deteriorates. Absolutely, it does. If she's not had a chance to get out and she's just in her little flat and she's it does. And I know myself it does a little bit. I mean, you always feel a lot brighter, don't you, when the weather's fine like we've had, and we've had the sunshine lately. All of us we're out and about and we're doing things and you're being more sociable and we're, you know, cleaning the house a little bit more. You know, getting housework done early in the morning or whatever. Whereas if the weather's crap, we're inclined to go, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, before we came on air, I said, oh, it doesn't affect me. But actually, I think it does.
Yeah.
And I remember being at that wellbeing conference fee that we were at. There was a woman there talking about sleep. And she was saying to help with sleep, you need to get outside into the daylight and get your eyes to actually feel daylight. So take your sunnies off, just actually see some natural light, not through the car window or through anything. Because then your brain goes, oh, morning.
Yeah.
And then it knows in so long it's got to go, oh, night. But, you know. For sure, when I think back to being in the UK, when in the winter, or autumn time, it would be getting dark, 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I don't mean dusk, I mean dark. Every day, and some days it didn't ever feel like daylight because of the shitty weather. But then I really do appreciate now being here, even in the short days, it's still 5, 6 o'clock before it gets dark. Which is
otherwise
quite
you
nice.
Feel like you never see. It's just it's horrible. You get up in the morning in the dark. You get home in the dark, and it feels like you're almost like a miner, you know. And it's just not healthy mentally. And people stop exercising as well. They think, oh, it's too cold. But I mean, I love getting out when it's brisk. You know, the first moment is a bit like, you know, a cold spa. But you get out there and you feel alive. I mean, you
soon warm up.
This is my favorite season, though.
Autumn's probably mine too, to be honest, Marcia.
I quite like, well, Lots of things. I like the colours that you see. It's not as dramatic here as what I remember growing up. The change in the colours of the trees, and I like the bright blue skies on the backdrop to that. But I also love that feeling of coolness, but not cold, not too warm, and there's a lot less bugs. And
True.
I love the autumn smells. So, start of autumn now, we live rurally, so there's lots of people got their log burners going, so you can smell the smoke,
And you can
but it's
smell
not
the
too
leaves
much.
too. That's the other thing I noticed, is that you go outside and you can actually smell the leaves, you can smell the soil, you can smell it. It's beautiful.
And it's kind of that fusty, dampy. If you've been in a coma and woke up and went outside and took a big sniff, you could probably tell what season it was without looking.
You're so right. You're so right. It's amazing how many people actually are affected by seasonal affective disorder, because I must admit, when Mark was diagnosed with it, this is 30 years ago, he was so bad with it. Like, it would, like, if he couldn't get a chance to get outside, some days he just couldn't get out of bed. He just couldn't face another dreary day. And then through him talking to different people, funnily enough, a lady who only lived three doors up the road, she had a light box. She had it, and it basically, the hospital would lend it out to people, and it came like, those lovely big overhead projector screens that you'd have at school. And it was almost like imagining one of those, but tipping it up on its side. So it
I
looked
almost
like.
feel like we need to go and put a link in the show because there's some people listening to this are going, "What's an
What the
overhead
hell?
projector?"
Yeah, I know. The geriatrics are talking.
It's what you got before PowerPoint.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was almost like that. And he had to sit in front of it, I think it was for 10 minutes in the morning, and then have a break for an hour, and then another 10 minutes, and then would do the same at about 5 o'clock. And after probably maybe 4 or 5 days, I started to notice a difference. He reckons it made no difference to him, but we could all see it made a difference. And it certainly worked for Caro, who it had belonged to. It made a huge difference in her life. And let's face it, it's like you.
Easy to do.
Yeah, exactly. It was an easy thing for him to do. It was manageable. It wasn't something that he was taking that was another medical chemical intervention. It was something that could be done that made a difference, because he didn't like, he'd tried antidepressants with it. And I mean, medication's come a hell of a long way in 30 years too. I don't know what's around these days for people. It's sad, but it's a great analogy, because it makes you sad, and that's exactly the way it did affect him.
I've got a light therapy mask.
You have?
Well, I know that if anyone walked in and I was wearing it, they'd be terrified. So, I mean, it has that bonus as well. It stops the beeping toms. But it's just a 10 minutes of soothing, really. It's just the light that goes onto my face. But you have to keep, yeah, you keep, ironically, it's quite bizarre. And I thought, oh, yeah, whatever. But whether it's a placebo effect or not,
It
but it
makes a
makes you feel
difference.
better.
Yeah, that's good.
And you can get ones with different coloured lights, depending. And but you know, there's it's been used for years. I mean, it's light therapy has been used by they use solar therapy by the Egyptians. The Greeks, the city of the sun was famous for its healing temples and other cultures. And and then you've got the red and the infrared lights. It's got the therapeutic properties, which China and Japan have been using for over 30 years. So there's all sorts of types of therapy, with the light. And it's not just because it's all encompassing. I mean, and think about where light is our being,
That's it, isn't it?
I think one of the things I've also realized while we've been talking is that I was talking to a colleague who's looking to book a venue, and she'd asked me if I could give her any advice because she was looking for one in Stratford, and I'm like, oh, try this one. Oh, that one's not got much natural light coming into it though, but that one's got heaps of natural light. And every single one, the first thing I said about it was its natural light properties. So when I was at the wheelhouse, I always tried to book rooms that have got plenty of natural light. Because as a presenter sat at the front, I want to see the outside. I want to see I can escape.
No, I get
You
that.
know, you want to see some daylight,
I
eh?
just
Because that.
yeah, it does. You do need to. I myself, even like, because I get to work very early in the morning, obviously, and so I leave home between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. I'm at
Don't
Inglewood.
know how you do it, Tracy.
Yeah, I'm early, but I must admit, I'm sort of trying to sort of work my 8 hours and then come home from the time I get there. But it's not so bad since I've been doing that. But was the first week I was trying to manage it and get through to like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I just couldn't do it. But half the problem I reckon for me was definitely, like you say, for leaving in the dark and then getting home in the dark. And I was thinking, oh shoot, how the hell am I going to cope in winter, because it's going to be so hard. It says here the symptoms of SAD may include feeling listless, sad, or down most of the day, nearly every single day, losing interest in activities you once enjoyed, having low energy and feeling sluggish, sounds like me at the moment, having problems with sleeping too much, I don't have that problem, experiencing carbohydrate cravings, overeating and weight gain, having difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless, worthless or guilty, and having thoughts of not even wanting to live. So, I mean, it's certainly not great. They were saying about autumn and winter seasonal affective disorder often includes people with oversleeping, appetite changing again, weight gain, tiredness, low energy. Whereas if you look at summer, people get anxious, weight loss, not having an appetite. It's quite, and they have the opposite problem of not
Now,
being able to sleep.
you see, I never even crossed my mind that you might get it in summer.
No, well, you can do, yeah, the
Never
opposite
crossed
way.
my mind that that switch from spring to summer, that you might be seasonally affected. I just assumed it was going the other way.
No, it can do that. The other thing it says here that people who have bipolar have an increased risk of having SAD, as episodes of mania being linked to a specific season. For example, spring and summer can bring symptoms of mania and a less intense form of mania, whereas if in winter they often get the depression, so they'll do the high and then drop.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does
Makes
make
sense.
sense. It is interesting. That's on the Mayo Clinic online.
So I guess that's it. It's basically boosting the extremes of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I assume it must be like you have that endorphin, serotonin, rush, like you get that natural boost. And obviously when you're looking at dopamine hits, I mean, I've been reading all about that recently, because I definitely think my eating issues that I've had in the past have been a dopamine hit. Definitely, that's what it's definitely has done that for me, no doubt about it. Because I think when you don't, it's like, what can you replace food wise? For me, it's that, what can I replace with food that gave me that dopamine hit? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's quite crazy to have that. And I think, like, reading about this, I'm like, oh yeah, I can. I mean, it's different. I haven't got that, and I haven't got bipolar, but I've definitely got a dopamine addiction. Like, it's definitely there. And I mean, that they talk about, don't they, these days, they talk about, what's it, not endorphins, but having cortisone. No, and that cortisone is released through dopamine, and how that affects you. And it's quite, reading that makes me go, oh yeah, but like, it's just a similar sort of scenario, I guess, but a different, it's a different drug, as it were, if you know what I mean. Like,
Yeah, I
yeah,
think I
quite
need to
interesting.
take obviously, you know, I've got my cats, and I were looking today. Three of them were outside asleep in the sunshine. So one was on the deck in an area that had been warmed up by the sun. Another one was laid on some pebbles, and the other one was laid on a concrete slab. So I'm like, yeah, you know, they've got it's a
They've
bit
got the
chillier.
idea.
So I'm like, yeah, I've got a sign in my bathroom that says, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an adult. Oh, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a teenager. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be an adult. Now I'm an adult, I want to be a cat.
Yes,
Well, they've got
definitely.
it, but the other thing you were thinking about sad is that winter you generally don't socialize as much either,
No, you
because
don't.
everyone's like, oh, it's too cold, it's too this, it's too that, and that contributes often to that feeling of bleh, because we are pack animals, and we need that social connection. You know, they talk about you know, the physical connection, the seeing, which is why there was such an increase in, you know, mental health troubles over COVID, because people weren't seeing everyone. But so it's about making an effort for not just ourselves, but for our friends, you know. So we're
And
doing a good thing by annoying
winter
them.
in New Zealand always feels really long to me,
I think it is, but I
in
mean,
comparison to the UK.
Oh, really?
Not as in lots of cold, lots of wet, because it actually doesn't feel like winter. I always say there's two seasons in New Zealand. There's summer and sproutum.
Sportum.
So it's like the rest of the year is a mixture of spring and autumn at various times, but not really what I'd call a winter,
Yeah. Oh,
particularly in the
true.
North Island.
Well, we look at this week, you know, we've got the fine sunny weather, brisk mornings, and then by the weekend it's meant to be like drowning again.
I know.
So
But then what the difference being in the UK in winter, you've got December.
yeah.
And Christmas is incredibly social in the
Yeah,
UK.
true.
Whereas here, December's summer holidays, family time, beach time, holiday time. So, you know, your diary gets, assuming you've got the ability to actually do it, you know, there's nights out, there's this Christmas do, there's a pre-Christmas do, there's a do to plan the Christmas do, you know, there's all these social act and everybody's buzzy, you know, there's shopping, there's lights everywhere, and it starts as soon as Halloween's finished and finishes because there's a carryover into the first week of January. So you've got about 6 weeks of a hive of activity. Everybody's like, ooh, you know, Christmas is coming. Now, again, I think you're either going to be pick up on that as in I used to quite like that time. It were a really good time at work. Everybody were quite jovial. There were lots of socializing, probably more than any other time of the year, to be perfectly honest, which is good. However, it can also have the absolute extreme effect.
It's funny,
It,
eh?
yeah. You
Because
can
of course.
be, yeah, you can be incredibly lonely in that environment. Or, but for me personally, winter or the dark nights in the UK, although as much as it sucked going to work in the dark and coming home in the dark, there was still lots of brightness, but not necessarily daylight.
And I suppose because, yeah, like you say, winter was Christmas time, whereas in our winter, there's nowt.
There's
It's
no.
just darkness. Because, I mean,
Well, actually,
people.
it's not for me. Winter here is calving and rain.
You're right. It is in Taranaki. That's exactly what it is, calving and rain.
And
Yeah,
at the
it is
same
there.
time.
And then I get confused when it gets to spring, when there's daffodils and lambs, but no
And
Easter
snow.
eggs. No Easter eggs.
Exactly. I
And
tell you
there's
what,
no
you're
point
right.
buying Easter eggs at Easter and saving them for spring, because anybody who's anybody will know that the minute you buy them, they're eaten within 24
Oh,
hours or else they'll disintegrate.
absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, speaking of Easter eggs, Marcy, you'll find this intriguing. I see there's a new crave, a thing, a, like a urgent thing that people are doing, and they're cooking cream eggs,
Oh, yeah.
Cadbury cream eggs. You put them in an air fryer, with cream, a bottle of cream, and then the whole Cadbury Easter eggs, and you cook them in the air fryer, and then people have been eating. And all I could think is, oh my God, you'd be so sick. Like,
It
yum.
doesn't
So
appeal to
sweet.
me at all.
But
No.
it would make me feel sick. Like I just would not. It'd be the worst case of the foamies and dumping. It wouldn't be happening. But yeah, crazy anyway, I divert. But
The worst case of what?
dumping. It's you get a thing like after you've had bariatric surgery, whether you've had a ruin why all the mini gastric bypass like I have. If you eat too much carbohydrates, your body
Oh.
basically goes into, they call it dumping, and it sounds like it's going to be like having to run to the toilet, which can happen.
Well,
But
you look like you're
my,
having a heart attack, though, eh?
yeah, it does. That's what it does for me. It ends up, I end up with my heart palpitating and I get the sweats, and then I feel
Mm.
like I just want to be sick but can't be sick, and just feeling like shit, basically. It's horrible. Yeah. As much as I like Cadbury cream eggs, I will say I preferred the old recipe, not the new one. So,
Oh, there's something wrong with them now. They're just not
and not
right.
like they were.
No.
Well, they're
No.
smaller for a start.
Yes, they're half the size. I will say also too, I still can't find it absolutely crazy that you can't go and get a marshmallow that has two halves now, that it's
Oh,
only half. What the
because
hell is that?
it's
Nah. It's like having a curried egg with a bit of lettuce on it. You know, that's what it's like. You might as well just have a half.
All these first world problems that we
I
have,
know, isn't that
challenges.
life, eh? Going from talking about depression affected by bad weather now to chocolate. That gives you a dopamine hit, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, dark chocolate is good for you though.
Yeah. I do
It
like
does
dark
help.
chocolate, I
Yeah,
will say. Yeah, the 70% Whittaker's is my favourite. And I
We
will
just had some visitors staying with us on the workaway scheme, and Florine made us a beautiful banana loaf,
Oh,
and she stuffed it
yum.
with chunks of Whittaker's dark chocolate. Oh my God, it's the best banana loaf I've ever had.
Oh, yum. That does sound yummy. Oh, yum. Now you're making me hungry. Yum. Yeah. Nah,
There'd
that
be no
sounds like.
seasonal affective disorder in your
Oh,
house, that's
God,
for sure.
no. No, but it's funny, you know, though, because you do like it's quite interesting, you know, talking about how things like that can give you a bit of a lift, though, because it can, like, I can remember my grandfather still eating chocolate every day, and he lived till he was like 90 odd. But he always had a bit of chocolate every day because it just was his treat. That's what he did. My problem is that I don't just want 2 squares, I want a half a block.
Oh, you didn't
Only
need to get a
half,
whole
well
block.
done.
My Auntie Winnie, who was 103 when she passed away, she used to have a glass of sherry every day.
Oh my
Good
goodness.
on her. Good on
Only
her.
a little one. When I say a glass, it's not
Yeah.
a
Well,
gourd
the
or
sherry
anything.
glasses are little.
It was a little sherry glass, and she'd have that every day.
Yeah.
And I always remember when she went into the nursing home, she were in her, what, 98, 99. And they
Wow.
said to her, "What would you like for breakfast?" And she said, "Oh, I'll just have half a grapefruit with a little bit of sugar on toasted, please." And they're like, "No, is it porridge or toast?"
Oh, but the vitamin C in that would be much better for her than the porridge.
That's she that she'd had that for a breakfast for a million years.
Yeah. It's quite funny because obviously mum's in her 90s, and mum makes me laugh because she lives on Marcel's pancakes.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
I go to the factory shop. If you've never been, by the way, you need to go.
Yeah, I've
You
been.
go, yeah, I go there and I buy them, the bags of them, because they're a quarter the price of what you pay at the supermarket. But and she has those like so often. I often catch her at dinner time and she's just eating Marcel's pancake, or the pikelet like one. With lemon honey on it, or honey, or jam, and she's had a couple of those and a couple of cups of tea, and she's quite content. I mean, it's not the great, obviously, most nutritious meal, but look, she's happy, and I keep on thinking, look, you know, she's in her 90s.
She can eat what the bloody hell
She
she
can,
likes.
absolutely, that's what I feel
Oh
too.
my
And
God.
you know what? Good on her
Yeah.
if that's
And
what you
she's
know.
happy.
That's it, you know, and if she's happy doing that, and she still can live independently and get that if she wants to. I mean, I do cook her meals probably 3 or 4 nights a week, but every so often it's a bit like, you know, I just want cheese on toast, you know. I guess it's the same. She just wants to have Marcel's pancakes with jam on it, which is quite crazy. Do you
You know, one of the things I've also noticed about New Zealand and the light,
think?
the lightness, and is I've never seen as many rainbows since living here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
Used to see that, but maybe it's because I'm in an area that's not as built up, or because I'm rural now. But I was coming home from New Plymouth maybe a week and a half ago, and I was coming up State Highway 3 to Inglewood. And the whole sky was a rainbow. It looked like a big rainbow flag. It wasn't even in an arch. It was just
Gone.
all the way across. It was
Oh, wow.
amazing. And then the sky above it was like a grey blue. It looked quite foreboding. So obviously the rain was above,
Yeah.
but it was absolutely. I'm sure other people have seen it, But it was about, oh, probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So the light was just starting to change. And that was absolutely phenomenal. I thought, well, if that's not a sign from somewhere about something, that the whole sky is a rainbow flag.
If only people could see what we're doing at the moment. I'm laughing because I'm laughing at Fee. You're sitting there with a pair of scissors giving your dog a haircut. I've
Yes, I
got
am.
a Labrador here, which I'm showing the ladies now at the moment, that is sitting here every so often. He taps me with his foot because I'm not giving him any attention. So I get this look.
Oh, that's cute.
He gives
And I'm
me.
feeling totally ignored.
It's like, what do you want, Bo?
Well,
Yes.
I was just,
What?
well,
Right.
pets are also very good for things like seasonal affective disorder because we
Oh,
know,
yes. Absolutely.
I mean, I just went to pat my little puppo and then I noticed she had a knot. So I thought I'll just do a little trim.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, while she's sitting quietly, I'll keep going because she really is. Trimming her is often like trying to nail jelly to a wall. It's a messy, messy affair.
Yeah.
So.
I can remember those days of having hairy dogs and having to clip them. See, I will say the one thing about having labs now is that I don't have to worry about that. But the thing is, though, they sprinkle glitter everywhere. Go away. So I'm moving them out of the way because it's like hairy glitter that I had to go and buy a new vacuum cleaner because it's like, oh my God, it's just horrendous. It is horrendous. But they do. And I will say, having them, they do get me out and about. And I go for a walk and I
Yeah,
take them out.
I mean,
Like it does, it's great. To be able to do that,
yeah,
but
because they don't give a stuff about the weather, they want to go
no,
out.
no.
Oh, if, like I come home and I play football. Like I've got a half inflated basketball and I play football for 5 or 10 minutes with my dog, and she loves it. And it gets me out in the fresh
Yeah,
air.
yeah.
She gets the exercise. I mean, you've got to walk them, you know, because
Yeah.
dogs are not ornaments. So those are the things, and they're quite social because when you're out walking, like well, depends where you're walking. People generally will chat to you
Yeah.
or chat to your dog. And Molly, my dog, she thinks that everyone loves her, so she goes and introduces herself to everyone. So yeah, and those things are all vitally important for our mental well-being.
Yeah,
It
does.
yeah.
It makes a difference. It's quite funny you talk about how you get to know people too when you go for a walk, because I know when I do the Eastern Loop,
Yeah.
there's a man who I see all the time. We always pass each other, and he has his two dogs, and he has his pole that he has, and his dogs always come up and say hello. And I don't go walking with generally more than one. Occasionally, I'll take the two of them, but never, ever, ever would I ever walk with three. It just would be impossible. But you do get to know people, and you like when you're out and about, and you say hi, nice day, isn't it? Da 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 da. Because you've gone out, and you know, like it does give you that lift,
Maybe you
which
need a
is.
badge. Hi, my name's Tracy. I'm single.
God love the Australia. Yeah. I think my badges on my forehead says, don't talk to me. Go away. I'm not interested. Piss off. I've had a few co interesting conversations with Brian Vickery lately because we've been talking about how I've been calling him Ponce, which I think he definitely is. The description of Brian is to be Ponce if you had to have that, because he's so into his image and body stuff. And I said to him, I couldn't be bothered with, like having to deal with somebody or to have to go home and deal with somebody. Like, nah, can't be all stuck
Well,
with
you've
the
got your
dog.
dogs.
I've got my dogs, and look, that's fine. That does me. He taps me on the arm when he wants something extra to eat or whatever, or wants to go outside, which is obviously what he's wanting to do. But at least I know that he's not going to be annoying me as much as they do.
And you can throw them outside if they annoy you.
Yes,
I think you
yes.
perhaps ought to look up the meaning of that word, Tracy, because you might stop using it.
Yeah, I
A ponce. It says a
Yeah.
pimp. It's a pimp. That's one definition. It's a pimp, but
Yeah, a
he's
man who
definitely not.
controls prostitutes and takes a
Yeah,
large
no, he's
part of the
definitely
money.
not that. It's the second definition. Now we've already been through that. We had a big
Yeah, so
conversation
Brian,
about
I'm
that.
not just a disclaimer, I'm not actually saying that. I'm just advising Tracy that she also just needs to
Yeah, no,
check.
I've already looked. I've already looked. Hey, you never believe it. Half an hour is up, so that's us for a week. Isn't it crazy? Get outside, enjoy the sunshine, take the dog for a walk, walk around the garden with the cat, Say
Yeah,
hi
get
to
your
your
eyes in the
neighbour.
sun.
Absolutely. Get outside and enjoy it. And we'll be back with you next Wednesday here on Wahine Atua. Thanks, ladies.
Takite.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.